Listener Linda wrote, I want to thank you for making available a great venue like Cinematheque to enable the film lovers in our area to see movies that never make it to the mainstream chain theaters. I can't help but notice that the Cinematheque schedule ends after Citizen 4, and I'm hoping that you will be able to offer other award-nominated and critically acclaimed movies such as Whiplash, Still Alice, 2 Days, 1 Night, Mr. Turner, Leviathan, and others. Thanks again for all you do to enrich our community. Here's a response for Mary Bradley. We actually have only one film publicly listed after Citizen 4 at this point. That's Big Eyes, February 8th through 10th. Sometimes we're unable to get commitments for films until a couple of weeks before the date. We're also preparing to reopen the studio theater with new projection and seating. It's going to be wonderful. So the schedule is up in the air as we do that. I do have Oscar Shorts, 2 Days, 1 Night, and Whiplash upcoming, but cannot announce the dates yet. The others are on our list of hopefuls, but distributors will not confirm with us yet. Tim Costello and Kim Nelson wrote, We love the new format with the all-news station, including the global perspective with the addition of the BBC. WHQR is our go-to station to keep us informed about current national and global news. Virginia Waterman wrote on Monday, Absolutely fantastic show on Smooth Landing tonight. Thanks, George. Several more listeners have written into our classical music survey with views on HQR News, classical HQR, and more. Anonymous wrote, We have both been and always will be contributing members of WHQR. Amy wrote, I'm not crazy about the new time for fresh air. I don't like the Great American Songbook in the evenings either. As many of you know, most of the music on Classical HQR comes from syndication, especially from Minnesota Public Radio. We ask our survey respondents for their thoughts on locally hosted versus syndicated. Anonymous wrote, My husband and I believe that having a full-time local classical music host is a waste of money. We listen for the music, not for the local touch. We love having two stations locally, a real luxury for a community of this size. We also have Sirius XM in our home and our cars, which provide many listening choices for us. Virginia wrote, Live local seems to preserve the original local nature of the station as a personal relationship with the host is developed. Robert wrote, I truly like having your local folks host classical. At the same time, the Minnesota crew is excellent. I used to hear them 10-plus years ago in Michigan. Currently, you drop newscasts after your AM local hosts. I'd prefer you provide the NPR top-of-the-hour newscast during afternoon broadcasts of classical music. If not every hour, how about alternative hours, say every even hour or every odd hour? Listener Ty wrote, I enjoy both. I appreciate your efforts to please all your listeners. I know this is not an easy task. I listen to 91.3 HD2. I bought an HD tuner shortly after you put it on the air and have enjoyed it ever since. Doug wrote, Syndicated is fine, but you can't beat having local announcers and content. Barbara wrote, I've always been a fan of NPR news shows and have taken advantage of their availability in the new format. I also love classical music, but Baroque and earlier eras are not my favorite genres. You've done a great job trying to find a balance. I'm sure as the audience grows, the resources to continue improving will grow as well. Thanks for providing high-quality brain food. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.